So I guess we're doing halacha dalet. Perek yud gimel halacha dalet. Okay. So basically the first part of the halacha is that if a person takes, you have a pit of water. Okay, they're all centered around the pit full of water. Okay. So the first case, you have a pit full of water and you take off, you skim off the top of it some water and you carry it into the other shas. Okay. So the question is, was the original water, the water which you take, was it a munach? Was it at rest? Because in order for otzah, you have to be okay, you know, uproot a thing from its resting place. So is it at rest? So it says, yeah, it's at rest. Because the water is, as a unit, at rest, a munach, in the pit. Okay, the guma. So you're being okay with that. Fine. Okay, because you said, even though the individual particles of water are moving around, but the water is a unit. Okay, a unit which is contained by the vessel, by the pit. So that is its makom. It's as a unit, it's a unit in its containment in this makom. Okay, it's one unit contained in the makom of the pit, and therefore when you uproot it, so you basically, even though you're breaking it apart, but you're basically taking off, breaking its kvias. Okay, it was kavu in that makom, and now you're uprooting it and giving it and transferring it to a new makom. So that's a kirna nacha and yachayv. Okay. So it's one unit which is at rest on the in the pit. Then you have, so let's go backwards here. Okay? So then you have a case which is Pashut to the Gemara. Right? The Gemara had it as Pashut, right? Right, definitely now it's Pashut to the Gemara, and the Rama says Ein Tzarich Lomar. I'm just going out of order in the Rama, but conceptually it seems to be the order. Which is if you have a knot floating on top of the water. You're not floating on top of the water. So the halacha is, so the question is, do you say that and then I pick up the knot? So it says that you're not chayav for that. Because the knot is not a munach. The knot isn't a munach. It's not a rest or it's not placed. Okay? It's not a munach. Okay. Did Ram explain that? He just says it. He just says it. Okay? So that's not considered uprooting the knot. So, I mean, before we knew anything, we just say, of course, because the nut's moving all over the place, right? But now that we say that the water is really one entity, and the water is a munach, is the water is an entity which is on the ground, and now why don't you say, like, that the nut is on the water, which is on the ground? So it's like, why don't you say the water is like an extension of the ground, or the water will relate it, it's like you put something on a table on the ground. Or in the guy's hand on the ground. Why don't you say that it's like the nut is munach on the ground via the intermediary of this one unit called the water? Okay, why don't you say that you're basically placing it on the ground through the water? Because the water, if the water is moving around, if that, you know, then fine, but the water is one entity, which is a munach, and basically you're putting it on, what's the difference between you put it on a table which is on the Rosh Hashanah, or you put it on the water which is on the Rosh Hashanah? And that's what we asked yesterday. So Chaim, you had an answer, right? I don't know if anyone has other answers, but Chaim had an answer. He says, well, because it's a difference, because it's true that the knot is on the water. It's true that you'll say the knot is on the water, it's on the ground, but the knot itself is moving all over the place. So it's not a munach. It's not a munach. And a munach means it has to have a makom, a fixed makom. So the water is a unit, and that water is makom is the pit, okay? But where's the nuts makom? The nuts moving around the surface of the water. Okay, so where's its makom? It doesn't have a fixed makom. Like the pit, you say, is a container of the water. Now the nut isn't part of the water. The nut is something separate from the water. So now the nut is just moving all over the place.
Right.
That's what we said. Chaim's right. We said last time was the water was a chiddush, right? Because why don't you say the water is moving? So he said, because the chiddush is haynu hanachasan, right? And that's actually good. The Gemara here says ego is lav haynu hanachasan. So very good. It's because it means haynu hanachasan. It's really the water. It is moving. The water itself is moving. But we said, but that is how you're maniach water. Water is liquid. It's moving all over the place. That's the nature of when you koveya a liquid in a makom. It has a natural intrinsic motion within it. So that is the nature of the kvias of a liquid in a makom. So that's its makom. But a solid, A solid doesn't rest like that. When you put a nut at rest, you put it on the table and it's stagnant. It's hanacha is a real state of rest. So now here a nut you're putting on top of the water, but it's moving all over the place. It's moving all over the place. So that's what the Gemara says. It says egos al gabe mayim lav haynu hanachaso. Because the chiddush was water has a kind of a hanacha, and that was the whole chiddush that the Torah recognizes. A new type of a hanacha for mayim, okay? Namely, its containment in a makom. That's its hanacha because it doesn't have an absolute rest. That's not the nature of the hanacha of water, but that is the nature of the hanacha of a nut. So now you're putting it on top of the water. It may be true that you could identify it as being on the water, but it's moving around, and that's not the nature of the hanacha of a nut. The nature of a nut is it's relegated to a specific location. It's not just on the water. The water is an amorphous location. The nature of the hanacha of a solid object is that it has a fixed location, like a categorical thing, right? You don't say there's like this is the nature of the hanacha for a nut on water, because you have to have categories here. The category is the chiddush is that even the Torah recognizes a new category of a hanacha of water. That itself is a chiddush, but it does. But to say now that we're going to have a nut on water, a nut's a nut, and the nut has a hanacha. In a certain manner. There's a manner of hanacha, of a knot, that it has a fixed place. And this is basically flying around all over the water. So, la'av ha'na hanachaso. That's what Gemara says. Right? Okay. What?
Shem's
going to be tough. So, you got one side, right? Okay, so that's that one. Right? Okay.
I don't really understand
it's
in the water.
I think the point is that makom is relative to object. Like, for instance, I think this is a good analogy. It's like you have like by tzad, or like if you say like you say a dog is contained. So you say a dog is contained if it's in like a let's say whatever 4x4 space, you know. But if you a lion is contained, it would be a little bit of a bigger space. If you say a bird is contained, that has to like have a roof or the containment, or saying that it I don't contain is the right word, but the idea of it being in a makom, it being fixed, it's being kavua. So if you have a dog in a little box, you say it's fixed. But if you have a fly in that box, it's not fixed. Because there's a nature of like a makom, to say whether if everything moves, like things move different amounts. And to say makom means that it's kavua, and that's relative to the object which you're dealing with. So it says that a solid is kavua, that the way you have objects having a makom, the way a solid object has it in makom is, it's right here. It's not going anywhere. It's fixed. Now, there's a chiddush, is that water is a different kind of an object. It doesn't have that kind of rest. It just doesn't do that. It doesn't do what solids do. So therefore, the nature of its din makom, it's a chiddush. Solids, they move around. How's that a makom? It's moving all over the place. But liquid, that is the way liquids have makom. That's a new type of an idea. So its din makom is through containment. But if you have a solid, it's very nice, it's contained, but it's moving all over the place. So like containment, the concept of makom is like, would you identify this object as being kavua or as being as not being kavua? That's dependent upon the state and depending on the type of object. Find this further, so let's see what happens now. So now you have an ibaya. So that's if you have the water on the surface of the nut on the surface of the liquid. That's lav hayna hanachasan. It's not the way you nuts rest. But let's say you have a kli on top of the water. So I guess the kli isn't at rest, right? Because the kli is a kli. Kli is a solid. It's not at rest on top of water. But then you have a nut on top of the kli. So do you say, on the surface, the Gemara is saying, look, the nut is at rest, because the nut's at rest on the kli. Kalim, that's how nuts rest. Nuts rest on klis. Okay, or do you say that since the kli is in motion, you go basar kli, and the kli is in motion, so that's not at rest, so therefore the nut's also not at rest, or something like that. Okay, but the Rambam, and that's just the facts of the Gemara, but the Rambam is mefarish a little bit, one of the sides. He says, you're potter. So he says, apparently it's not considered a munach. And he says, why? Shari lo nachu haperos lagabe haaratz. V'nimsa shelo okar me'agabe makom arba. Okay, he's just bringing in a whole new thing here. So it's because the peros are not nach on the ground, and therefore they're not akar me'al gabe makom arba. So what does that mean? What's the aretz? So isn't this just a good normal question? Is it at rest because of the clay or not? And if you should say no, you should say because it's moving. It's not a Ras. Like, what's the Rambam, what's he doing here? I mean, apparently this is, and what's the Yibaya now? How's he learning the Yibaya? Right? It's not clear whether he's saying whether the Kli is Arba, whether it's Arba or not. It's Dal Tvachim and Dal Tvachim, but it would seem to be hard to say it is. I mean, you could say it is, but you have to explain, because he says the problem is, it's not Munach on the Aratz, and therefore it's not a Makom Arba. But if the Kli itself is a Makom Arba, who needs the ground? It sounds like he's saying is the cases where the Kli is not Arba. And in general, I'd say a Kli isn't. I mean, you're talking about like Peros. So, I mean, Arba's relatively big for Peros. I mean, it could be, who knows. But if it sounds like it's not Arba, so therefore the only way you could say it's a Munach, the Kev Makom, is through the ground. But it's not Kemunach Al Aratz. Lo Nocha Peros Al Aratz. Right, and then I guess what's the Yibaya?
Oh, if it's not Arba, what's the
Chiddush? I mean, if it's not Arba, what need to say? It's not on Makom Arba, it's like on a table, which is Gimel, Gimel. Okay, anyone else? Okay, so I'll tell you this. Let's go back to the way we were thinking originally. Okay, so the original question was, if you have the nut on the water, the nut itself on the water, so why don't you say, look, the water is like an extension of the ground, and the nut is therefore a munach on the ground via the water, just like if it's on a table. Right? Ah. So we answered that, yeah, that's true. You could say it's a munach on the ground. True. Extend it's like on the ground because the water is the intermediary, fine. But when it's munach on the ground, it's very nice, but the chafza has to be a nach. As the munach on the ground is very nice, you'll say physically it's related to the ground, you know, you could give it a din of being like physically munach on the aratz, but it's not a munach. The chafza isn't a munach. The chafza is in motion. So what kind of it lacks the munach, the din munach in the chafza. So it's true, it's on the water which is on the ground, but it's moving around. So the chafza isn't a munach. So it's true, it may be an extension of the ground, and you could assign it a location of the ground, but since the thing is in motion, the chafza isn't a nach, and therefore it's not a munach. Okay? It's not a munach in the chafza. Even though it could have, you could give it a location of the ground via the water, but the chafza isn't a munach. Because the motion of the thing is contradicts the din of a munach. Okay? It prevents it from being a munach. Okay, now if you say that, so now when it's on the Kli, it's not in motion. When it's on the Kli, the thing is fixed. Okay, the thing is fixed. The object isn't in motion. The object is fixed. Okay? The object is fixed in its location, so the object's enough. Now the question is, where's its makom? Oh, I'll say its makom is the ground. Because it's on the Kli, which is on the water, which is on the ground. It's just like a, you know, like a bunch of a pile of boxes. So the thing is, basically, it's physically, it's on the ground. It's mesurf to the ground. It's munach on the ground because it's on that, which is the water is a fixed thing. The water is one entity, which has the nikli on top, which has the nut on top of it. So via extension, the water is on the ground. The nut is on the ground. The only thing is the nut can't be a mover because that's going to contradict the din makom. It's going to prevent it from being a munach. Well, but now it's not a mover. It's fixed. It's fixed. Because it's on the clay. It's not moving anywhere. So therefore you're chayef. Ground. Because that clay isn't... Because the problem is the clay isn't dalal. So it's very nice to rest on the clay. So but the clay isn't dalal. Oh, but it's a munach on the ground. No, it's physically, it's like an extension of the ground. Physically, it's on the ground. So by extension. The only thing is the object can't be in a state. It's very nice that physically you'll say it's flying, it's walking to the ground. But if the state of the object itself is flying all over the place, that contradicts its din makom. It's like the chafza is not in line with its physical tziruf to the ground. So, but if it's all that, that's the chafza you measure relative to its reference frame, which is the box, the kli. So therefore it's a munach. That's one way. The object has to be enough. It's like there's two requirements. It's like the object has to be enough and it has to be on the ground. Because the ground is dal. That's only dal you have here. So it's on the ground physically. Physically, it's an extension of the ground. It's on the ground, the water, the ground to the water, to the clay, to the object. So it's on the ground physically. Okay? Because it's an extension of the ground. Now it's enough because it's the physically, it's not moving within its reference frame. When you do the chafza itself, you measure from its reference frame. What I'm saying is, like, really, it's like, let's do this. Like, the thing is physically on the makor. There has to be, there's a location. Like, you have a ball, let's say, which is in a clay, and it's moving around inside the clay, going in circles or whatever. So you say, as you say, is I say it's in the clay. But the whole value being in the clay is because you're saying it's a din, it has a din makom. That's its makom. But the motion of the thing is ma'akev the din makom in the object. The fact that the thing is moving, it's mufka from makom. It's mufka from having a din makom because it's a motion. So the motion prevents the din makom. But even though you'll say it's in the clay, but so there's the physical where it is, its location, but the whole idea is because now you're trying to say the object is fixed. The object is din makom. So then the even if you could ascribe it to a location, which is dalad al dalad, if it's a moving, then that prevents that ascribing a location to register as a quality in the object of being a fixed, of being a din makom. It's being kavua. It has to be like the din makom has to result in a kavias in the object, so that you're breaking it when you do an akira. So therefore, if you have, let's say, the knot on the water, so say that it's the water is one entity on the ground, on the guma, and the knot is on the ground, on the water, which is on the ground. So you'll say is the knot's location is the bet, the guma. But the object is in motion. So therefore, even though its location is the ground, the value of that location is to define the object as having like a kvias, as such that it can be nekar. And it can't do that because the state of motion of the object prevents it. Prevents the quality. The fact that it's physically al ha'aretz is very nice, it's important, but it can't be contradicted by the motion of the object. So the motion of the object could contradict the value of it being al ha'aretz. So that's true if you have the water on the knot on the water. But if you have the knot on a kli, on the water, on the guma, so then physically the thing is on the guma, via extension, the chain of extension. Now, and it's not in motion to contradict the status. So you'll say that the thing is on the ground, and you don't have, like, a moving object eludes makom, so to speak. As a moving object, the fact that it's in motion, it means it's not kavua. But, so now it's on the ground, physically, and now it's enough. Let me give you the other side. It could be really clear. Because there's something that's bothering you. What? No, it's not emotion.
If I'm in a roller coaster, I'm really going to see it. It's emotion.
Yes. No, you're not emotion. No. Say, stay seated. Stay fixed in your place. No, you measure an object by its holder, by its frame of reference. I mean, it depends on your perspective. What I'm saying is that the object is measured by the makom that it's in. That's basar kli. That's basar kli. Basar egos is lina. The egos is in rest. Egos is at rest. It's not moving. I mean, a roller coaster is an experiential whatever, but the object is defined by its place, by its holder, bothering you, which I think will be brought out, okay? So the other side will argue like this, is that, see, the way we're looking at here is like they're two separate things. It's like it has to be physically an extension of the ground, and then the object has to be anach, okay? But you could look at it as that you need the object to be anach al ha'aretz. Okay? In other words, not that it's physically, we're looking at the way all arts is like physically it's an extension of the ground. And then the object, per se, is rat-rast, isn't moving. But you could say it's like the idea of nach means it's a nach al ha'aretz. It's like nach relative to the aretz. Okay? It's a nach al ha'aretz. So when you say you have an extension of the aretz, it can only be a good extension of the aretz if it, so to speak, preserves the rest of the aretz. If it's not just physically part of the aretz, but if it will render that which is on it anach al ha'aretz, anach relative to the aretz. So therefore the water is true that the water is al ha'aretz physically, and the water is considered entity which is anach. But something which, I think this is your point, something which you put on top of the water is now moving relative to the aretz. So it's true physically you could say it's physically al ha'aretz, but you wouldn't call it like a nach al ha'aretz. Whereas if you say the property of nach has to be related to the aretz, because that's its makam hanacha. Its makam hanacha is the aretz. So therefore it has to be a nach al ha'aretz, so then it can't be if it's in motion relative to the aretz. So since the kli is moving around, so therefore it can't be a nach al ha'aretz.
But if you said the other way was that the object, the nach al haaretz, means physically the thing has to be al haaretz, physically. Oh, but the nach means, but the if the object's moving around, that undermines its the din of the haaretz. You know what I mean? So is it like that? Really, how does the thing relate to the haaretz? Is it because physically it's related to the haaretz, but motion is like a contradiction, so then it's not motion because relative to itself, it's not motion. Or do you say the way the thing relates to the haaretz is that it's a nach al haaretz? Functionally, it's at rest on the haaretz. It's not just that physically it's on this, which is on this, which is physically on the haaretz. But it has to really be their one unified idea, which is that it's a nach al haaretz. And that's what Ram says, is that shari lo nachu haperos al gabei haaretz. That there's one idea called nach al gabei haaretz. It's not just that the object is al haaretz and then it's not moving around. You know what I mean? But it's one idea of nach al haaretz. That means that the resting, to be at rest relative to that makom. Okay? As opposed to the other way, is again, it has to be physically. The way it's al haaretz means it's physically, it's al haaretz. And that functions to render the chafetz having a din makom, but then if it's in motion, that contradicts that din makom. And if that were the way it would be, then here it's on the haaretz, and it does. It's not in motion. So you think about it. So we'll do tomorrow. Is the shaman. Look at the Gemara. And it quotes a machlokas, right? You'll see it's a machlokas. I believe. I have to remember, but I believe this is a universal machlokas because he quotes shaman. It has a question about the tzvilyom. Then read the Gemara a little bit, okay? Because I don't think it's like a question here. I think it's a universal question. Okay, you look at it. Look at it again.